Okay, so in Pirkei Avos, so the Mishnah of Asor HaNisim. The Mishnah of Asor HaNisim, the Maral explains that the Asor HaNisim, they were not functional Nisim. They were not doing anything special. And they were Nisim in the first place of Mikdash. What is the function? What's the reason for those Nisim? Those Nisim represent the Asesphirus. They represent how the world is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How the world is a reflection of the emanations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The place where the physical was not a barrier, but was connected to the spiritual, what Chazal called Mokum, the Nashki, Shmai, Viari, with physical and the spiritual connected, is the Beis HaMikdash. And the Nisim is basically showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And that's Loshon Nes, the Loshon Nisoyin, the Loshon Nes, a miracle. It's not only a miracle, it's a signpost. It's showing what actually was happening. The last three miracles that the Mishnah counts, says the Maral, is Keneged the Moichin. The Moichin is relates to the spheres, which basically are the ones before the physical. Before they become physical, those are the ideas and the powers that animate the physical and the physical reality that we live in. And they are Keser, Chochma, and Bina. Bina, the concept of the Maral, is Keneged what the Mishnah says, Oim Dim Tzfufim Mishtachim Brovach. Those are miracles that you stood straight, and when you bowed down, you stretched, the space stretched. The idea of Bina, Chazal Rashi says in Parshas Kisisa, is like a chenvon, is like a banker, that people give him deposits, he takes that money, and he develops, he invests, he cleans, he does stuff with it. He takes it to the next step. Bina, the idea is our avoida, is the one that's called Im Habonim Smecha. It's called the Rechoivu Isanohar. It's the one that we take the kernel knowledge and the potential and we develop it. And we have a plan to turn from one to is Mevin Dovar Mitoich Dovar. That's Oim Dim Tzfufim. You stand still and then you're able to spread it. That Mishtachavim Revochim. And that's the miracle that from something which was a very, very terse idea, you could actually develop it. You have an idea and you develop it. That's Mishtachavim. And Dafka the Loshon Ishtachvo, because the most important is to be Mizbatal yourself, because that is the role of the human, that he comes to develop. He has to realize that his development comes from somewhere. And that development needs to be done in a way that you're Mevatal. It's like if you start going ahead and developing ideas, you have to have enough anova to listen to the ideas before. That's why always this is Keneged Hashem Ko. You is Chochma, and when it becomes developed, it becomes spread, is the Hey. The Yud and the Hey is Keneged Chochma Bina. And that's why the Yud and the Hey, whenever they see it, they bow down and they said, Leko Anu Mishtachvim. Because to Bina, the way to be able to really do and to develop the potential, which is the role of the human, is a concept of Bittul. That is Keneged the generation of Yosef ben Yoaz and Yosef ben Yochanan. Interesting, Yosef ben Yosef, the beginning of the Zuga, is the beginning of this duality, of splitting it, of dividing it, is exactly Bina, which is Dovar, Mitoch Dovar, from one it turned into two. And it's interesting, they have the exact same names. It's Yud and Vav. You take the Yud, the idea, and you expand it. But it's Yosef ben Yoaz and Yosef ben Yochanan. And it's literally, it's Yosi, Yud, Vav, Yosi, Yosi, Yochanan in Yoazer is also Yud Vav Yud Vav. And it's interesting, this is Chazal says the beginning of Machloikes. Bina is the beginning of Machloikes because in the kernel is O1. How you develop, that's the whole concept of Machloikes. And that's why they came out of the idea of creating space, splitting space. They were the ones, Ibezcha Pasuach Larvocha. The idea is that you should have a space, that's the Nes of Yovan. That the beginning of Pulmus Yovan, and Pulmus Yovan was the idea that the Golus was intermingled in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to create space to see that your house, there is the inside and the outside. That split between the inside and the outside ultimately is Yossi ben Yoazer, which is the Midas Abina, to know what is good and what's bad. That's why Abina is also called Eim Habonim Smecha Beloshon Im. You divide that this is good and this is bad. You split. It's mitosis. You divide, you split, you conquer. That's why if you look at the Mishnah tells you Bina, right? Ibischa vazvad lechachomim veve shoyse batzom es divreim. Listen to them. You have to be mevatel yourself. If you want to go ahead and to really do Bina right, You have to listen to be mekabel and then to be what? This is the Tikkun Abina with Yosef ben Yehuda and Yosef ben Yochanan. And the next one is Chochmah. The beauty of Chochmah, says the Maral, is Lohizik Nachash Ve'akrav Birushalayim. Chochmah is that kernel. We believe that whatever we do, whatever we develop, there is always a kernel which is the potential, which is the Chochmah, which is the Koyechma that comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the one that He gives to us, and that's pristine. You can never destroy, you can never attach. It's that potential that is our core of our own neshamas, that we come to develop with Bina, but that is the part of that there is an idea, there is the Eureka, there is the point, and that point is untouchable, it's indestructible, it's uncorruptible, and it's undistortable. That core idea is the Chochmah. And the Chochmah, the Shomash Nasata B'Tehorei, Chochmah is always Tohar. And Chochmah is something that can't be hurt, it can't create Nezek. That's Lehizik Nachash Ve'Akrav Yerushalayim. There's a Midah that all the Midah Sadin and everything else, it's all to give us the chance to merit something, to earn something. But in essence, our core is already good. Our core can never be destroyed. There was no death. Nachash ve'akrav are the mazikim. Nachash, Yeshua Hartwell already quotes in his Agoes, Nachash is keneged the sitracha, the smoil, and akrav is keneged him in the distortion of the midas. The distortion of the midas can create a lot of damage, but it can kill you in your shalim. In your core is indestructible. That's keneged chochmah. And that's connected to Tiglus Yisoycho. Tiglus Yisoycho, if you realize, the Bina is the beginning of the Machloikes in Klal Yisrael, between the Tzdukim and not Tzdukim. Before was only one. And that was the core, to say that the core is good. So therefore, what he says, Tiglus Yisoycho, don't do mitzvahs in order to get pras. Chochmah tells you that the pras is there anyway. You're not doing it to get something. You don't have to do like Richard Dawkins says, that the world is basically the selfish gene and all the from people only do it to get something. Don't do it to get something. Because Chochmah tells you that you're going to get it anyway. You're just doing it in a way to merit what you're going to get. So don't serve. It's the ultimate sign of love. Don't serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu to get something, because there's something, you got it anyway. And you realize the Moira Shamayim Aleichem, that's ultimate Moira Shamayim. Shamayim, he is not called Iras Hashem, he's called Iras Shamayim. Shamayim is the distance, because you realize that as much as we do, we only develop something which is there. In Chazal is, if you look at the Mishnah, everywhere else, Meimose Koirim Es Hashma Be'Arvin, the Gemara asks, where is the Tana basing himself to say when to read? How do you know that you have to read? Why doesn't he ask a simple question? If it's a new sefer, why don't you tell me you have to read? Because he's telling you that all Torah Shebal Peh is based on the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Torah Shebichsav. You always have to reference it back to Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, the presumption is that you have to go somewhere else. That's why the Gemara always starts in Daf Beis, to tell you that the Daf Aleph is not you. You never start from Aleph. That's Shomayim. Shomayim means that there is a distance between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Shom, is the goal of everything. Because He is much higher than us. He's much more distant. Because in the essence, we, Chochmah tells you that no matter what you do, in some ways, we are always dependent on Him, and He is the source of everything. You can't put both of us in the same place. We are always continuing something or developing something that He gave us. That's the ultimate Hashamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Shom. The ultimate Shom is the ultimate distance, the ultimate goal, the ultimate tachlis. And we are only trying to go back to Him, which is the source of everything where it comes from. That's Midas HaChochmah. That's why in Tignush Yisoycho is Davka the Midas HaChochmah that tells you that Chochmah shows that how we are only trying to go back to what's there already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shom. The Chochmah is there. We're trying to develop what's there already. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Shom. And the idea is that life is not to earn something, because we're going to earn it anyway. It's just to merit what we get. And Keneged Keser, says the Maral, Keser is the idea, which is the Rotzon Hashem, that He created space for us. That's the idea of the Keser, like a crown that creates a surround. A Kodesh Baruch Hu created Kibiyochol, like a crown, is that the king is around the perimeter. A Kodesh Baruch Hu created an empty space. He created a mokum. He created a space. He created a room for us. And that's why the Mida is what the Mishnah says. Lo omo adam lachaveru tzali amokum shali b'Yerushalayim. That there was space for everybody in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a place that everybody felt that he had room, he had space, he had a mokum. And it's interesting, the Mishnah doesn't say that there was space for everybody. The Mishnah says that nobody ever complained that he didn't have space. Because in the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu made space for us? He gave us the perception of space, the feeling that there is. Lo'omar otom l'chaviru tzar li'amokum sh'alim b'Yerushalayim. He created, he enabled us. He gave us space. Not he created a chalapot, he gave us a perception of space, a feeling that there was a space, a feeling that there's room for us. And that's connected Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was the one who said, Al shloish advarim ha'oilam oimet. He says, the base of the world, the space of the world, where the world is standing, what the room that's created is Torah, Avodah v'Olas Chasad. Those are three foundations of the world. This is the mokum, al shloish advarim ha'oilam oimet, which is keneged keser, which is the space of the world. And it's interesting that Shimon HaTzadik created us the space of where the world that we live in, this theater of operations, where is it holding on? Is in Torah, Avodah v'Olas Chasadim, that we came to develop, in the ultimate development of Rebbe Akiva, that we pila isha mereach b'sar ha'kodesh, he did pelov to the full potential, the extended potential.